Unit 4. Dialogue. Language function. Declining an offer of help.
Is there anything I can do to help?
It's all right, thanks.
Perhaps I could carry one of your suitcases.
It's very kind of you indeed, but I can manage.Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose an appropriate response to what you've heard.
1. I have a terrible headache today.
2. Is there anything I can do for you?
3. If you like, I could do the washing up.
4. Would you like me to give you a hand?
5.Shall I meet you at the airport when you get back?
4.
B. Listen and decide whether the following sentences are true or false.
Vacation in the mountains.Last year, 3 friends of mine decided to spend their vacation in the mountains. They set out in their car early in the morning, and by late afternoon, they had almost reached the small town where they were going to stay. After stopping for a cup of coffee at a roadside cafe, they drove off again along the winding road that led to the mountains. They had a map with them.And according to this, the town they were going to stay in was only about 15 miles away. It soon got dark, and it began to rain, which of course made it more difficult to see the road clearly. After they had driven for about 15 miles, there was still no sign of the town. Obviously, the map they had was not a very good one.They went on for another 5 miles, and suddenly the car stopped. At first, my friend thought they had run out of petrol. After checking, however, they found that this was not the trouble. Something else had gone wrong with the car. Since they could not start the engine again, they decided to spend the night in the car, even though they had very little food with them,and that was not much room for 3 people. It was early morning when another car finally came along. They stopped the driver and asked him where the town was. He told them that it was just on the other side of the hill. They hitched their car to his, and he pulled them to the top of the hill. After that, their car ran all the way downhill to the town,where they found a hotel and had a good breakfast. Of course, if they had simply walked up the hill the night before, they would not have had to spend an uncomfortable night in the car. Text: Mountain climbing. New words and expressions. 18th.
18th.
Townsman.
Townsman.
Wild.
Wild.
Easily.
Easily.
Explore.
Explore.
Unknown.
Unknown.
Sight.
Sight.
Excitement.
Excitement.
Man-made.
Man-made.
Untouched.
Untouched.
Particularly.
Particularly.
Disorderly.
Disorderly.
Rock.
Rock.
Greatly.
Greatly.
Struggle.
Struggle.
Nature.
Nature.
Giant.
Giant.
Reward.
Reward.
Noble.
Noble.
Pure.
Pure.
Below.
Below.
It was only in the 18th century that people in Europe began to think that mountains were beautiful. Before that time, mountains were feared by the inhabitants of the plain, and especially by the townsmen, to whom they were wild, dangerous places in which one was easily lost or killed by terrible animals. Slowly, however, many of the people who were living comfortably in the town civilization began to grow tired of it. Man has many desires, some of which fight against each other. One of these is to explore the unknown, to look for mystery, for things which the reason cannot explain, for sights and sounds which produce in one a feeling of fear or excitement. So, in the 18th century, people began to turn away from the man-made town to the untouched country, and particularly to places where it was dangerous, rough and disorderly. Wild rocks and high mountains began to become popular for a holiday. Then, mountain climbing began to grow popular as a sport. To some people, there is something greatly attractive about setting out to conquer a mountain. A struggle against nature is finer than a battle against other human beings. And then, when you are at the top of a giant mountain, after a long and difficult climb, what a satisfactory reward it is to be able to look down over everything within sight. At such times, you feel nobler and purer than you can ever feel down below.